Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me as always is my co-host, Nick Mason.
I'm still in pain from last week.
Yeah, a lot of people tweeted in and said, how you doing? How you doing, Mason?
I'm fine.
You had a kidney stone. I think we mentioned that up top.
We think so.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Like, I'm getting a CT scan tomorrow, but I think that's what it was.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And?
It hurt.
Yeah.
Heaps. Heaps, mate. Had to take a break mid-podcast.
Mid-podcast, yeah. Took a breather, took a break, came back, finished the episode like a legend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I'm still in like a little bit of side pain because, like I was telling you earlier.
Because of all your crunches, but you only do one side.
Exactly.
Because of your lopsided head, so you go to one side,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. And I'm in pain and I'm like, well, what else is there to do except crunches? You know what I mean? I've got to distract myself somehow.
You've got to while away the hours,
so
mate.
So many crunches.
Oh, I get it, mate. You don't need
but
justify
no,
it to me.
Because you're in pain there, you tense up.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, it's like doing one long continuous crunch for a week.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so.
And you're a big fan of crunches, obviously, but even for you, that's too much.
I mean, I'm a big fan of crunches, the honeycomb chocolate bar.
Yes. Is it called crunches? Are you talking about crunchies?
No, oh, yeah, crunchies. I'm a big fan of crunches, the Rice Krispie treat with the look, it doesn't matter what I say, there would be a chocolate bar for that occasion.
Okay, well, you could say literally anything.
I'm a big fan of such a Butterfingers, like the chocolate bar, you know?
Absolutely, yeah. I get you.
This surgery to fix my ruined body is going to cost me $100,000. 100 grand bar.
Do you want to talk about our live Melbourne show that's coming up, which may or may not have sold out? Have you checked?
I haven't checked, no. No one's given me access to that, I don't know.
I would ask Claire, but she's not in the room.
Okay.
Anyway, what are the deets, Mason?
Okay, so it's Saturday, 14th of April.
That's coming
2018, if you're reading this, if you're listening to this in the far, far future.
Yeah, you've missed it. You've missed it, and something horrible has happened.
That's right, 3 p.m, uh-huh. The prime time for podcasting and comedy.
I think so.
At the European Beer Cafe in Melbourne.
Is that a Saturday or a Sunday, did you
that
say?
That is a Saturday.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And afterwards, there's a Do Go On show, I believe.
Yeah, straight after, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Because I want to see that show as well.
Uh-huh.
Would it be rude to just go and then sit in the audience afterwards? Or how does that work?
What we should
What's
do?
What's the etiquette?
Well, what we should do, I think, because I think what's gonna like what might happen when we did the live our network launch.
Yeah.
We did a show of sorts, a show in quotation marks
of sorts, yes.
Of sorts, and then afterwards, you know, we chatted to everybody who was there, and it was a real nice time. We took some photos and things like that. So what I think we should do is after our show, we should take that and transplant it into the Do Go On live audience.
Oh, okay.
So what we'll do is we'll just be in the audience. We can enjoy the show,
yeah.
But we can also chat very loudly to the people who are in our show who want to say hello.
I would love that. Actually, yeah. I think you've solved it.
I think so.
Good work, Mason.
Thank you. Anyway, if you want to get tickets, assuming there is something available, you just go to planetbroadcasting.com.
Yeah.
There's a little news and events tab. You just click on that, and then it's like
it's all there.
Third one down or something.
And there's some there or none there.
Yep.
I don't know. There's probably still some there. I'm sure there are.
It says this event is sold out.
Well, I'm glad
but
we
it also
it
says
up.
Yeah, I know, right? But it also says wait list. I guess you can click on wait
yeah,
list.
Yeah, check on that. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they'll open up the venue.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe we should have checked that before we did this whole thing.
It was a fun little run we did, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we should definitely leave it in.
Yeah. It was a real Hershey's kiss.
Yeah, nice, good.
Is there a chocolate related to that? That's expression?
The crushing despair. It's filled with crushed hazelnuts.
Very, and orphan bones.
The missing out in tickets bar.
Bar, yeah, right.
That's a good one, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, click on that. I mean, there's plenty of room in the venue. You can probably just stand around.
Yeah, I don't know.
Look, I'm not saying as far as health and safety regulations go, you can do this, but I've been to plenty of live gigs where you can just go in and stand at the back. It's fine. I won't kick you out.
No.
The bar manager might kick
you
out.
Oh, yeah, they definitely will, yeah. We don't give a shit.
Yeah.
It's not our venue. Mason,
hello.
There was a trailer for Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yes,
there was.
People
calling it the sequel to the movie Ant-Man and the follow-up to Avengers Infinity War, but is it set before Avengers Infinity War / does anybody give a shit about Ant-Man?
I think it's set before Infinity War.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I did a video breakdown of sorts, and by that I mean I just answered some questions because I didn't have the time to write a whole thing and whatever. You know what I mean?
I think if it was set after Infinity War,
there'd
be less people getting ankle monitors put on, unless the FBI going through people's houses or whatever, and just more people going, oh, jeez, what just happened?
Yeah.
Just go. I don't care anymore. It's fine. I was turned inside out.
Yeah, that's right.
And now I'm alive again, so.
The world now just looks like the core of an apple.
Yeah.
It's just all over.
Just do looting or robbery or what, I don't care.
Do you think it'll be a thing where it'll start with Infinity War, like a scene from Infinity War, and then be like 3 months earlier, whatever?
No, I think it'll start with Scott Lang being released from the raft.
But they'll have to explain the time period, right? If it's set in between. You can't just
released after?
It's being released after.
Oh, then I don't know.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Good work.
Then I don't care.
You don't care?
No, it's fine.
I mean, it also depends on the state of the world. It could be, as I said in my video, is everything taken off planet?
Yeah, I also think that my guess would be at the end of Infinity War, your Adam Warlocks or somebody takes control of the Infinity Gauntlet, fixes everything, and says, I'm never coming back, so don't expect this help again, and just leaves.
You think that'll happen at the end of the first Infinity War?
Oh, no, after the first Infinity War, everybody's going to die.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Everybody?
Pretty much everybody.
But not Ant-Man because of his movie, unless Ant-Man's set before Infinity War.
Yeah. So it's a step before Infinity War.
Yep. Okay, gotcha. The thing about the Marvel timeline is it's more complicated than I initially thought.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Because, well, as you
and,
thought,
and
I
more
assume,
than it needs to be more as than well. Needs to be.
I thought it was just every year it kind of happens when...
Yeah, but some of it's like, no, that actually was... That movie that came out in 2008 was actually set in 2012. So
yeah.
Actually, all back the other way. It doesn't matter. But yeah. So.
It was Spider-Man Homecoming that threw it off at the start of that. And I can't remember the exact time, but when that movie came out in 2017 and it was like 8 years earlier and it flashed back to the end of Avengers and everyone just went, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah. And then they went Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
And then Guardians of the Galaxy 2. 4 minutes later.
Yeah, but then the end of Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is set just before the events of Infinity War.
Yeah, as is the end of Ragnarok, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm saying is I think what we've if you can diagram this out,
yep.
I think what happens, Ant-Man and the Wasp is going to take place immediately before Ant-Man.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, that's what I thought, yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Whew.
Yeah.
I mean, it took a bit of math.
Yeah. What happens is Scott Lang's been being Ant-Man for ages.
Yep.
And then at the end of Ant-Man and the Wasp, he gets mind wiped and thrown into prison.
Yes.
And then the events of Ant-Man take place.
And he becomes
Ant-Man for the first time, but it's actually the second time.
That makes a lot of sense.
I think so, yeah.
Take some mental gymnastics, Mason, but you've solved it.
That's right.
And that's why you win this prize.
It's the finger. As if anybody would think it'd be anything else. It's the finger from you. You still got it up. Okay, great stuff. Anyway, let's talk about Ant.
What do you think of the trailer, though?
I think it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
It is fun.
It's an Adam, got a little Adam and the Ant song.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
You see running on a knife. And people are asking, like, why wouldn't Hank Pym give Paul Rudd the blasters?
Because he'd shoot a kid or something by accident. The Wasp, Janet Van Dyne.
She's trained
and she knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
And he spent most of the first one just flailing.
Yeah.
So obviously not.
Also, that suit, that original suit doesn't, like the original Ant-Man, as far as we know, doesn't have wings either.
Yeah, right.
So that's I guess. He's like, I'm not going to give him anything that I don't bloody have. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Now, obviously the big issue I think with a lot of people have with this trailer is, so we see Hank Pym, he has to go on the run, so he just shrinks down his whole building.
Got a lot of questions about
and
that.
And it's got a little rolly handle, and it's got wheels.
Yeah.
Because the issue is that if you shrink down, shrinking down involves compacting the existing particles of a person.
Yes.
So when Ant-Man is small, he retains the same mass,
yes,
which is, means that if he like jumps at somebody and punches them, it's still the same force as a man or a bullet.
Or more sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, doesn't that mean that the building would weigh thousands of tons? Who cares? It doesn't matter. It's comic book science.
And there's also the questions concerning...
Just say it's a different color gas. What difference does it make? I'm using the green one now.
What was the last one?
I think it was blue.
Okay, great. Yeah. There's also questions concerning, does all the furniture shrink inside? Well, obviously it would.
Yes.
But then is it all nailed down?
I think it's nailed down, yeah.
And if it's... And not only that, the building would have to be sealed for it to work.
Yeah,
because
right,
that's how this Ant-Man suit works. If you, yes, get shrunk with pin particles and you're not enclosed, you, yeah, just turn into a goo.
Yeah, that's a shame.
So,
yeah.
And that's, I'm assuming that's the same with the Ant-Man Ant-Van.
Yeah, I would, the Ant-Man Ant-Van,
yeah,
very nice. I would very much enjoy a scene from like a couple of years ago where like a new hire is coming to work at Pym Industries.
Yeah.
And they try to move their chair into their desk, but they can't because it's been welded down. They're like, this is so awkward. For ergonomic purposes, this is very bad.
Do you think... I just want to say, Nandov Movies came up with Ant-Man, Ant-Van.
Okay,
great. The hashtag, which is great. So if a person is inside that building, they would shrink with it.
I think so,
presumably.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not too fussed about the physics concerning the Ant-Man man.
Correct.
It's the same with Captain America's shield. Same with Hulk's pants.
Sure.
It's the same with Black Widow's hair. It's a mystery.
We don't know
how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if these movies, I probably said this before, if these movies were worse, I would care.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Because when you're sitting in a movie and you're nitpicking things like that, then
I think these movies, they're good enough at hand waving.
They are good enough.
Somebody in the movie will be like, well, how does this? And they'll go, it doesn't matter. I figured it out.
Yeah.
And that doesn't, like, there's not going to be a... That's a visual gag, and it's not going to be a really important plot point where they have to protect the tiny little building.
Yeah, right.
And it's really important, you know, the physics of why that worked. It doesn't matter. He's just putting it. There's nobody in it probably, and he's just putting it away.
There's nobody in it probably.
Mm, precisely.
And that's a lesson for life, isn't it?
Yeah. What else happens in it?
If you're going to steal that car, there's nobody in it probably.
Probably.
You're going to throw this burrito into that school yard? I don't know. There's nobody in the burrito, probably.
Almost certainly.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
I can't remember. Let me think.
I can't believe I derailed your thought with that completely irrelevant and not very good burrito joke.
I can't believe we've been derailing this podcast about comic book movie news with nonsense for close to 3 years or 4 years or whatever it is. Five. I don't know how long we've been doing this.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mm.
I want to say
looks pretty good, though.
Yeah, no, it does. It's fine. I just want to see, as I said in my video, I just want to see more...
Yeah. Sorry, oh, the villain's the ghost, or one of the villains is the ghost, which is nice. Which is like an industrial espionage villain, which suits this, but again, it's not the same. It's not somebody with the exact same power set as the heroes, which is good.
I think if you got somebody, because she's kind of got this, what's the she in this as well?
Yep.
Like vision-esque powers and hacking powers, like phasing through shit
and
mm-hmm. whatever. And I like that. We've said this before, where you've got your villain is, it's not just a carbon copy of the hero.
Mm-hmm.
They've got comparable and equal-ish powers.
Yes.
But they're different.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
chalk and cheese.
Like chalk and or cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Or a ghost and an ant.
Correct.
They're very different. Mortal enemies.
Yes.
But different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Anything else?
Walter
Goggins is in it.
Yep.
Do you think that could be a waste of Wally Goggs?
It's Walter or Walton? It's Walton. Walton Goggins. Who's he playing?
I don't know. I think nobody major. Could you see him? He's holding the building at one point.
Oh, I see.
So I think he's run away with the...
He's the building caddy.
He's the building caddy. Yes, yeah.
Great.
So yeah, I'm not entirely sure. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we didn't also see any Janet Van Dyne that we've seen from like set photos that she turns up.
Is it Michelle Pfeiffer?
It's Michelle Pfeiffer.
Nice.
Yeah. I think we're going to get flashbacks and...
Yeah. Is it...
regular day stuff.
Do you think she's going to escape from the quantum realm?
Almost certainly.
Do you think she's going to escape from the quantum realm and be crazy and the villain at some point? For a bit.
That's possible because you do go mad, don't you,
if you
fall into a weird vortex for 40 years.
What happened to Luis Peña?
He's in it. He's okay, in the good. Trailer. I think he's driving that Hot Wheels car.
Ah, cool.
It's in my trailer breakdown, Mason.
Oh, you're nice.
Can't believe you didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it.
Did you watch it?
No.
What did you think of it? Be honest.
Not your best work.
Oh, come on, mate. It's not.
Oh,
he's
no.
right.
Oh, no.
Yeah, anything good. Else?
No, that's a bit. That's about it,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'll be fine.
Yeah. I think it'll be better than the first one.
I think it will be too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, good if that's the case.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marvel movies are nothing if not serviceable at their worst.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mason, do you want some Crimes of Grindelwald news? Or as I like to call it, Fantastic Beasts 2, The Crimes of Grindelwald?
Yes.
You're a fan of that franchise, probably.
I like the first one. I recently rewatched the first one. It's pretty good. It's good.
Do you like Ezra Miller's haircut?
No.
Do you like how he turned into a ghost? Ghost monster?
Not really. Name another thing and I'll slowly...
Do you like how Colin... Farrell turned into Johnny Depp at the end?
No.
Okay, did you like Eddie Redmayne's clothes?
Yes.
There you go.
Perfect.
It's not bad. I didn't mind it either. Basically, they've come out and said that they're not going to be referencing Dumbledore's sexuality.
Oh, explicitly.
Explicitly. That's the exact words they said. Although fans are aware of it, and he has a very intense relationship with Grindelwald. When they were young men, they fell in love with each other's ideas and the ideology of each other. And there was this huge uproar with why aren't they addressing this openly and whatever? The character's known to be gay and whatever.
Uh-huh.
Which, to be fair, they've never addressed that directly in the movies before.
So it's at what point, where in the Potterverse is this actually mentioned? It's only ever been mentioned in...
Yeah, it was mentioned like two or three years
JK
after.
JK Rowling's tweets, right?
Yeah,
or an interview or something.
Well, like it's implied, and you could definitely read it that way.
Okay.
And then it was confirmed.
Can I read it that way in the books? Or
I don't
want to
see Johnny Depp kiss anybody, quite frankly.
That's fair enough. But I mean, is it implied in any of the books or the movies?
I would Farrell kiss... Jude Law.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Show me that every day.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry, go on, what were you saying?
No, that's it. It's not in the books.
No.
Okay.
No. It's implied that they had they were great friends and they betrayed each other because they had different ideals and whatever.
Right.
And also, I think it's also since then, because one of them turned out to be gay, was it Hitler, which we've talked about before, he kind of manipulated Dumbledore and he wasn't really in love with him.
Right.
It was kind of a one-way street.
Oh.
Yeah. So
wow.
There you go. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm not super fussed by it, especially because we haven't seen it. And if there's a bit where somebody goes, "Are you gay?" and he goes, "How dare you? That's disgusting." Then maybe that would be a different
and
situation.
And I guess, you know, part of the issue is that, on the one hand, you go, okay, well, that, you know, people being closeted in that era was very common.
Well,
on the other side, you know, in Fantastic Beasts, the wizarding president was black, right?
Maybe. Yeah, sure.
You would assume that the wizarding community is more progressive than the normal community.
Yeah, right.
That being said, they do keep slaves.
The house elves?
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, sentient beings that they make little...
Roast chickens
and stuff, yeah, which is a horrible thing to do.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, look, I think it's a missed opportunity to give some people some representation that they probably otherwise wouldn't have, and ultimately where's the harm?
Yeah, no, I can definitely see that, but I can also see them just saying, look, we, you know, like referencing their relationship and you could read it either way.
Right, sure.
Because if it was a straight character, there wouldn't necessarily be a scene where they go, I'm straight and we were lovers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right,
just, it really depends on how it's handled.
Yeah, and I think, I guess the it's the definition of explicit.
Mm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So it's like there might be a, what I think maybe the difference will be is, you know, it'd be the difference between Dumbledore looks over at his shelf and there's a photo of Grindelwald and him together.
And it's in a heart.
Yeah, versus them, you know, like having small talk in a bed together or something like
right,
that.
Right, yeah, I get you.
I think they're going to lean... I think they will definitely do something like the first one, but not the second one.
Yeah, fair enough.
Mm. For bloody money reasons.
Monetary, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the first openly gay Disney character was like, it was just a look. If you ever seen Beauty and the Beast? Like, it's nothing. Like, it was
really?
Like made a big deal...
In the animated one or the live one?
No, the live action one.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. But you wouldn't know. Like
is it
watching
the
teapot? It's like, no, it's the guy, the mate of Gaston.
Oh.
I know, you know what, you would know, but it's really, you could also, if you didn't know, you might just not see it. Yeah. Uh-huh. Anyway. Michelle McLaren is to direct Chris Pratt in Cowboy Ninja Viking.
Just him? Nobody else.
Nobody else, yeah.
He's got his own personal director now?
Well, he's going to be the cowboy, the ninja, and the Viking, and everybody else.
Yeah. Have we mentioned that's getting up as a movie?
Yeah, but I think this is now that they've just got the director. Oh, she's done some Game of Thrones stuff.
Uh-huh.
I haven't read Cowboy Ninja Viking, so I don't...
I've not read the whole thing, but I've read some of the thing, and it's fun. I like it.
Is it like seven ghosts, where the man has seven ghosts, and some of them, one's Robin Hood, one's a vampire?
No, he has three personalities.
Oh, okay, cool.
And he's like a special forces guy, and they're like, we'll use all his skills.
Does he have a hat when he's a cowboy?
I can't remember.
That's a big question.
He probably should get a hat.
Yeah, I think so.
His skill set should be determined by what hat he's wearing.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
It's like life.
Viking hat.
It's like a Super Mario.
Horn hat.
Like Super Mario.
Ninja hat.
Ninja hat, yes. Mm-hmm. What's a ninja hat?
Like a
balaclava?
No, like more like Foot Clan. Just a hat with a sword in it.
Oh, yeah.
Hat with one nunchuck in the top.
And you can swing it
around.
Yeah,
so every part of him is dangerous. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything else to say.
Okay.
Do you?
No, but I think he'd be a good fit.
Yeah, probably. Ooh. For this thing that you vaguely remember.
Yes.
Yeah. He was already announced. She wasn't.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. Illumination Studio are teaming with Nintendo to make the animated Mario movie. This I thought we already knew, but I put it in because... I don't know.
Okay.
They did Despicable Me and Minions and Sing and Secret Life of Pets and...
Okay, sure.
Imagine Pixar, but not as good.
Right.
Yeah. And they do some good stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
okay.
Yeah. I don't mind the Despicable Me movies.
Aren't they just going to get the existing Mario sprites and just animate them,
probably.
Surely?
What do you think they're going to do voice-wise?
Because they're going to take every recorded instance of Bob Hoskins speaking, and they're going to chop it all up into syllables, and they're going to use that.
So like a Brooklyn guy.
A Bob Hoskins guy, specifically.
But he's a Brooklyn guy in the Mario movie, probably.
Yeah, right.
I can't remember.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just think, should they do the, it's a me and all that for like the entire
thing?
Oh,
that's going to be excruciating.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I think they'll do, I think it'll be more of a Brooklyn guy. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
That oh, no, that's.
You could tone it down.
Is that how he sounds in like Mario?
Oh, yeah.
Odyssey? What's the new one? Odyssey.
Odyssey, yeah. It's really good. He doesn't talk a lot, but when he does.
Well,
yeah,
there you go.
He does a bit of that. Then again, he might not, so.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he'd be some sort of strong, silent protector? Just some sort of strong, silent murderer in this movie.
It's very possible, but...
He'll be like Ryan Gosling in Drive.
Yeah. He'll just be
bouncing off pipes and walls, and then occasionally he just...
Cracking a skull.
Just cracking a skull, yeah.
Yeah.
Kills a guy in a lift.
Yeah, it's good. That's a good movie.
Oh, he's just going down the pipe.
Yeah.
And he encounters a Cooper on the way and just beats him to death. And he gets down to the bottom of the pipe, dead Cooper.
Yeah. Yeah, no, is this something you are interested in at all?
No.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, it's probably a good idea to make a lot of money.
Yeah. Okay, here's a question for you. What universe do you think they'll set it in?
Oh, is it like the real world or...
No, I mean more in the sense of, will they set it in the Mario Odyssey universe? Or they make it... I think they're going to lean towards making a new universe.
See, the Mario Odyssey...
Which I don't think people are going to like.
The Mario Odyssey universe is also incorporates all the other universes.
I see.
Sort of, in a way. Because there's also 2D sections and there's callbacks to like original games and things like that. So... And there's hub worlds and different planets and whatever.
Well, put yourself in the mindset of like a Hollywood guy.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to want that.
No?
They're going to be like, what's the feel of Mario Brothers? And they're going to want to build a world that is like that.
Yeah.
But not...
But then you've got also the Galaxy games, you've got a different planets, like orbs.
Okay.
And then the one before that is probably something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's probably just the Mushroom Kingdom or something. I didn't play Sunshine.
But also, if you break it down to like its core elements, a Mario world is maybe not that interesting.
No, potentially
like if it's just
not. Yeah,
side scrolling and platforms.
Yeah,
and
But it's not that anymore. It's so much more Mason.
I guess that's
true. You can go to a little kind of Mexico place. Right. You can go to like a little ghost place.
Yeah,
yeah.
Look, I'll watch it, but I am. Very much anticipating some sort of backlash that they get the world wrong.
Right, yeah.
I think
reviewers
are going to be like, well, this isn't the Mario-like.
Yeah.
Because it's not... It won't be specific enough to any particular universe. It'll just be a mishmash generic thing.
If I had one piece of advice for anybody involved in this who aren't listening, I would say do not bring it into the real world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just Don't. Apparently Sonic's going to be like that.
Oh.
So, the Sonic movie.
Yeah, right. What if it started in a sort of, like a generic Brooklyn, like an anime, like a the equivalent of like the Inside Out, like that, you know, that sort of vague...
Yeah, fine.
Vague real world-ish kind of thing, like caricature real world, stylized real world.
Yeah.
And then he goes in the Mushroom Kingdom.
Fine.
Yeah, okay.
For this thing I don't care that much about.
There you go.
Absolutely fine.
Wow.
Mason, do you love...
You're going to get a Labo?
Yes, no, fuck no.
Really? They look really complicated.
I think it's a clever idea and it'll probably do well, but it's one of those things where... I don't have a Switch. I borrowed a Switch and they're great, mm-hmm. but there's not enough games for me to warrant buying one. But also, yeah, I'm not going to put rubber bands and cardboard together to make a piano.
Sure. Well, that's the thing. Like, it looked... I'm like, oh, that sounds like a cool, fun idea. And then I watched the launch video and there's somebody just like putting together like a backpack with like jetpack arms. And they open the back and there's just this whole clockwork situation, like this very complicated timekeeping machine. And I'm like, that is, it's like so much work.
Well, it's that Lego, it's that Meccano thing. I think it will do well. And it can be like, they'll make it on the cheap. You know?
Yeah, and I guess you can, if you've got kids, you can make it with your kids.
And it's also, I'd imagine...
And then play with it while your kids...
Play with it while your kid cries.
Yeah.
But it also, I think it'll be a situation where either people will 3D print their own out of harder materials, or they'll release, like, the definitive solid whatever.
Sure, yeah. And they'll probably be like Etsy stores or whatever. You can just be like, I want the thing, and they'll send it to you all already assembled or whatever.
Exactly.
There'll be a whole new, like, Airtasker community. You'll be like, I want my Labo assembled. Is it Labo or Labo?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think it's Labo.
I hope so.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Okay.
Mason.
That could be their slogan. We hope this is Labo, but we don't know.
We don't know. Look, don't ask us.
Yeah.
Superman has its prequels. You familiar with that?
Yes.
We've got Smallville.
Yep.
We've got Krypton. It's upcoming.
Yeah, we've also got Metropolis, right? Wow. Two. And okay, I'm going to jump ahead here. It's Lex Luthor and Lois Lane teaming up to fight crime and uncover mysteries or something.
Before Superman arrives. Metropolis.
Right.
Why are they doing this?
And I didn't check, but are they the same? Are they both the CW or something? Are they both?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, one's sci-fi.
All right, great.
Krypton's sci-fi.
Right.
Is Superman in the public domain or something?
How is this happening? Why are they licensing this stuff out on the cheap?
I'm just checking who Metropolis is with. Hang on. There we bloody go, Mason.
Mm-hmm.
There's an article here from Comic Book Resources that says Metropolis TV series could finally get Lex Luthor right. Doubtful.
Yeah, no. So it's sort of like X-Files in the DC universe, I guess.
I guess it could be, yeah. Why not just have detectives in the DC universe?
Make a Gotham Central TV show.
Well, there is. It's called Gotham. But it's good. Yeah. Well, apparently it's better.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't watched it in many years.
Stop making TV series set pre the superheroes arriving. That's why we're watching it, for superhero stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
We already had 9 seasons of a show where Superman didn't show up.
Yeah, right?
Do we really need...
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The whole, like, I would be happy with, like a series set pre-Superman where there are all the Golden Age superheroes.
Yeah,
I think that would be great.
Yeah.
But if you're not going to do that... Don't put it in the null space where there wasn't... Like, don't put it pre-Silver Age where there weren't any.
Yeah.
You know?
But imagine a world where there were no anything.
Oh, that's our world, and our world's boring.
It is boring. But like Gotham, it will introduce everybody except for Superman.
Yeah, nice, great.
Because also, the villains in Superman aren't necessarily dependent on Superman showing up.
Also, quick question about Metropolis.
I don't know.
Where is Superman?
How old
are Lex and Lois?
I guess they're early 20s.
That means Superman is also in his early...
Correct.
Clark Kent is
Which
also
means
in his
he early... should be in Metropolis by
He
then.
Should have his powers by now, at least. God.
I can't see where it's going to. It just says it's just a Warner Brothers TV.
Okay, here's how I would be interested in it.
Yeah.
If this is in a universe where Clark Kent has preemptively gone insane, and what they're investigating is a series of completely inexplicable, horrific murders taking place all across the city.
Excellent.
Like, somebody's just had their head disintegrated, and they're like, I don't understand
what
happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A cornfield got torn out of the ground and thrown onto the moon.
A guy just got thrown through three walls. He was a terrorist, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, so it's the Man of Steel-iverse.
Yeah.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Great. Anyway, but anything can be good.
Anything can be good.
Not this.
No.
No, you never know. Mason, we got some more Justice League news. This is a rumor. I want you to take that as this is a rumor.
Okay. I'm ready. Okay, as is now tradition, I guess, because we're talking about Justice League news, James is putting on his Melbourne is all in Justice League premiere lanyard.
You better believe it.
He's putting it character side out, so I can see the Bohemian Rhapsody style character spec sheet.
Opening night, baby, 2017.
Oh boy.
So there's a new report that claims that executives at Warner Brothers were well aware that the DC comic adaptation of Justice League would flop regardless of whether the movie was ultimately cut by Zack Snyder or Joss Whedon. It was said that studio bosses wanted to get into theaters as soon as possible so they can move on to the next DC projects, but the top brass still reportedly didn't know Justice League would flop quite so badly. Still, that's apparently why would blah, 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 blah. The studio actually blames Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice for Justice League's performance.
Nice.
Though, as executives believes, it left a bad taste in moviegoers' mouths and doomed the sequel from the very start.
Wow.
That's probably
shouldn't have made it then.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe they shouldn't have launched into it immediately.
Yeah.
Right after it came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. This...
Was it a flop? Did it make its money back?
Oh, no, it would have made its money back, but it's... It should have done a billion.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Should have done a billion and a half, really, if they'd built the universe properly.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, Mason.
Yes.
I had fun with it. We all know that.
I know you did, yeah.
You had a lot of fun with it, too.
I had zero fun with it. Zero fun with that movie.
But, I mean, do you think they knew? I mean, they would have seen it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And, you know, I
But again, I can never put my mind into the mindset of a movie executive.
Mm.
I don't know what they look for.
Yeah.
How could they let so many movies through, knowing that we see them and go, these are terrible? Like, so how do they judge a movie and go, that's perfect? People are going to love that.
Well, once the movie's made, what do you do?
Exactly, that's true.
What do you do? You know what I mean? You push forward, mm-hmm. And I guess enough people liked Batman Superman that they thought a sequel could do well enough.
I guess that's true
because it still made some money.
Didn't it? Yeah.
But I just. If this was true, and we'll probably never know, it doesn't surprise me at all. And who knows what's next? I mean, it's Aquaman and then Shazam.
Yeah, right.
And then Wonder Woman 2.
Uh-huh.
But then who knows what's next? Mm. And apparently also, Kieran Hines was supposed to come back to substantially increase Steppenwolf's role to make it clear that, like, they were going to build towards Darkseid, and they just went, nah.
Don't worry about doing any of that.
So, yeah, that's where we're at.
We'll just add more smoke and lightning.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Remember, because it was Justice League Part 1, Justice League Part 2. Then it quickly became just Justice League.
Mm.
And then it quickly became, we're never getting another Justice League movie ever again. Anyway, that's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mason, do you like the very positive... we've got to be careful here because we've seen Black Panther, the movie.
Oh, yes, we have.
But we can't talk about it because there's a social media embargo. No, we're allowed to...
We're allowed to give our reaction.
Yeah.
But we can't review it.
Yes.
That's what it said on the screen.
Yeah.
I don't entirely know what that means.
No.
Yeah.
And you can say things on social media. I don't know where the line is for this, but...
well, we'll soon see.
Anyway, there was the actual premiere for Super Hollywood Types.
Oh,
and,
sure.
And it was glowing, the response all around. Everybody was like, it's changed the game for Marvel movies and it's not just a bloody Marvel movie, it's the best movie and all those kind of things. I thought it was pretty good.
I also thought it was pretty good.
But I think it...
I don't think it changed the game for Marvel movies.
No. I mean, I guess in terms of cast, it did.
In terms of cast, it definitely did. And I think it's changed... I think it will have changed... It will change the game for a lot of people who probably don't engage with these movies because they've never seen themselves represented in these movies, especially as a main character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's important. But I think, as far as like a storyline goes, it's anyway, we'll talk about it in several weeks. Yeah,
I might see it again.
Yeah, I'm going to see it.
Similarly with Ragnarok, where I saw it, and I'm like, oh, that was pretty fun, and I liked it, and then I saw it, a week later, I'm like, oh, actually, I'm really on board with this. So I'll see it again, knowing the issues that I had with it initially, and then we'll see how we go.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. On the back of that also, did you see the news of a DC fan group are going to sabotage the Rotten Tomatoes score for Black Panther?
Yes, I did.
Because that's what makes DC films better.
Is sabotaging somebody else's work,
For a website that the majority of moviegoers probably...
Just stop reading Rotten Tomatoes. It doesn't matter.
No. And also, if I'm a person who casually uses Rotten Tomatoes...
Also, don't Warner Brothers own most of Rotten Tomatoes or something?
I think they have partial ownership.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
But it's also, if I'm a casual Rotten Tomatoes fan, and I still do this now, I don't go to the audience score. I look at the critic score.
Yeah,
and then I make my own mind up regardless.
Yeah.
I mean, the only time I really noticed it was The Last Jedi, where people kept posting it everywhere that it's at 50%. And everyone's like, see, everybody hates this movie.
Yeah,
even if you go by that,
it's
still 50%.
I used to read Rotten Tomatoes a lot, but it was almost exclusively for, I'd see a movie and then I would realize that it was terrible. And then I would go to Rotten Tomatoes and I would just click on all the negative reviews for the movie and just read them and sort of bask in the terrible, in the crushing of the reviews. But now I don't care at all. I'll just see the movie and have my own opinion and I don't care about it.
You don't care about your own opinion?
No.
I don't care about your opinion either, Mason.
Thank you. Yeah. That's why we're such a good team.
But apparently Rotten Tomatoes is going to crack down on this or whatever. They're going to head it off at the pass. Also, when you do something like this, people who run this should also realize that there's going to be an opposite side of that.
There is,
where people will, if anything, they'll push it the other way.
There'll be people who,
unless people really hate it.
Yeah, I mean, there'll be people who, again, who have never even thought about Rotten Tomatoes. They'll see this campaign and they'll go, "Well, I like this movie. I'm going to go to Rotten Tomatoes and say I thought it was great."
Make sure it's,
and I think my guess would be that the number of people who are going to say it's great is going to far outweigh the people who say it's bad.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Also, nothing matters. We're all going to die.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's also true.
Yeah, it's just a website.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what does matter, Mason?
Oh, here we go.
Having a bloody good shave.
Yeah,
Let me tell you that much.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mason, in the spirit of seamless transitions...
That we just did, right?
That's right.
Unless you've changed the setting slightly, in which case people will know we recorded this on a different day.
People will never know, Mason.
Okay,
trust me, this is going to be absolutely flawless.
Okay.
Full disclosure, though, we've saving this section of the podcast for just after the Super Bowl.
Mm.
So if it sounds a little bit different... Just know that you're not imagining things. No, you are imagining things. Everything's fine and the same.
That's very true. We also saved it for after the Super Bowl and after the CT scan I did.
Yes.
So if I start to sound a little bit woozy, it's because they took a lot of blood out.
Yeah, and it took them a while. They poked her out a bit, didn't they?
Yeah, they really did. I have two stickies on both arms. So no, good on them. They're professionals.
He means little Thomas the Tank Engine stickers.
That's what they gave for being
so brave.
I'm a brave boy.
Okay, so there's been a lot of stuff out of this Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Mason. I'm glad we waited.
Yeah, movie stuff. TV stuff.
Tourism stuff. Do you want to start with tourism stuff?
Let's start with tourism stuff.
Okay, as we thought, speculated.
Thought.
Thought, very good. Mm. I don't get it, but very good.
Thank you.
That the Dundee movie was an ad campaign.
Yeah, for Tourism Australia, which... I think has 50% done really well for Australia and 50% absolutely backfired, because some people are like, oh, look at Australia, it's so beautiful out there kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I've seen any number of posts that were like, This is a lie. I hate, they've lied to us. Boycott Australia. So
I think it probably would have been a smart move to just chuck $50 million into it and just make a Dundee sequel.
Well, they're making a movie. I mean, they've made it. That's just about barbecuing. Have you seen that movie trailer?
No.
It's got Shane Jacobson of Kenny fame.
Okay.
Americans don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But it's just a movie about he's got to be the best at barbecuing at some sort of barbecuing festival.
Wasn't he the best at putting portable toilets at horse racing events?
He was the best at that, yeah. Yeah.
Great. Mm. Okay,
and
no, I haven't seen that.
And that's clearly some sort, and it's a real movie, but it's also clearly some sort of weird co-production with like lamb manufacturers of Australia or something. I'll look it up as we talk.
But please do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit disappointing, but not surprising. We don't often get things right, Mason, but boy, when we do, we gloat about it forever.
Skip the rest of them. Let's just gloat for a while.
Do you want to move on? I mean, it's not a movie thing, is it?
So. No, but I think... that's the thing. The idea... It would, I guess, now they could get everybody back to. I wouldn't be surprised, like you said, if they did attempt to make another,
yes.
attempt to actually build this Dundee movie. But the problem is going to be that if they do it in a year's time, half the people in that cast will be unavailable because
they're doing
other things.
People have always would also be like, "What do you mean this viral marketing campaign from a year and a half ago?"
Yeah, so it'll be. I'm going to say that they potentially will make something similar, but it will be half as charming.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you notice the minimal hoags in this as well?
It was, absolutely. Mm, sure.
It's called The Barbecue or The BBQ.
Thank you.
Movie.
There we go.
I just found it. It's actually out this week. We can go and see it at 10 a.m.
I
on
will
Wednesday,
not do that. So I will absolutely not do that.
I don't mind Shane Jacobson.
Yeah, he's good. I like
him.
He's
Kenny. Actually in a movie with Paul Hogan where Paul Hogan's his dad and maybe they're estranged and they have to going to Ute across the state or some shit.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Paul Hogan's my dad, but I don't know if I want to hang out with him in the movie.
Yeah, brackets.
Yep.
Estranged, question mark?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. American listeners, if you haven't seen the movie Kenny, maybe check it out. It's fun.
I haven't seen it in like 12 years.
Neither
I remember liking it, yeah. But
but it's about an Aussie battler and his job is to, like you said, install portaloos.
He just wants to put down a portaloo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And be the best at it.
Yeah.
And it's about fathers and sons and stuff, but also pouring shit into somebody's car. Because that also happens.
Yeah, that happens.
You know what I was impressed with, and I don't think everybody's on the same boat for this as me, as it were, Mason.
Yes.
Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom looks much better than what they released already. It looks like a completely different movie in a lot of ways. It looks scarier and weirder and more alien.
I'm somewhere on the same boat as you.
Okay.
I'm in between the boats. I got one foot in each
boat. I'm waving. I'm up the front.
And they're slowly drifting apart. I'm slowly doing the
splits. I'm like, Mason, get on the boat.
I'm doing the splits Van Damme style in between the boats because I think you're right. But also, it has disappointed me a little. And I guess... We kind of knew that it was where this was going. The main killer dinosaur in this is just the Indominus Rex from the last one, but smaller,
which
is the weapon they were designing in the last one.
It can get through a door.
Yeah, exactly.
Or whatever, yeah. I think
it's a raptor with bigger arms.
Yeah,
it's a bigger
raptor. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's not, I wouldn't say it's less Indominus Rex and more kind of raptor and cunning, and I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Because it can run down a hallway. Or whatever.
Boy, can it ever.
Yeah, so no, but there's a lot of things that I liked in this trailer and then it has kind of given away the second act of this movie. We'd kind of speculated that maybe we're two for two, Mason.
100% strike rate.
Feels good.
A 200% strike rate, as we said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But to me it looks good. And I think maybe they should have shown more of this in the first place.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to get people on board.
What's it doing? What's the dinosaur doing like? It's like
it tucks you in.
It's tucking
it's a tuck you inosaurus.
Oh, it's a tuck you inosaurus.
Yeah.
Love it. But it's like is it smart enough? Is it gonna kidnap the kid?
I don't know.
Yeah. See that's I kinda find that intriguing.
I don't think it's gonna kidnap the kid.
I think it might kidnap the kid.
And what? Like and start it like a human park.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. No, to ransom it.
To ransom it. It's Mel Gibson's Ransom, but it's dinosaurs.
Correct. Yes.
Very good.
Oh, but I think you're right there. What if it's like, here's a taste of your own medicine, and it sets it like pulls down a picket fence, and it like turns it around so it's like an enclosed pen, and it starts chucking kids in it. How do you feel?
I'm holding a mirror up to society.
That's right.
Well, I don't think it's that, but if you want to throw that prediction out there, Mason, and stop our 200% strike rate.
I am unwilling to commit to that one.
Fair enough. Absolutely. No, I think it looks creepy. I think it looks scary. I think, and I like the director. I think there's a very good chance that this is going to be better than the last one.
Nice.
Yeah. What did you think of One-Legged Die Hard? What did you think of that one?
For sure, yeah. Well, that's an interesting twist, isn't it?
Yeah. In what sense? Instead of broken glass,
he's only got 1 foot.
And instead of being Widow's Peak, he's completely bald. And he's enormous. He's an enormous man. Yep. Do you reckon that, we're talking about Skyscraper,
we're talking about Skyscraper,
by the way,
Skyscraper,
the
Rock, yeah, sure,
movie. Uh-huh. Do you think he's going to be like an everyman? He's like, I'm just an architect. I designed
this
building.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or is he going to be like, but I used to be CIA?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think you're right. I think it's going to be, he is just an architect now, but he was in the special forces.
That's how he lost
his
leg.
That's how he lost the leg. Okay, exactly right. Enough. Once he lost the leg, he had to go into architecture, obviously, and now
he has to die hard. He has to do the movie Die Hard.
Correct. Yeah. And I think I mentioned this off air with you.
Yeah.
Somebody on the internet, if you look at the movie poster, there's a shot of him, he's leaping off like a gantry or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
In an attempt to get into the skyscraper. And whoever it is has drawn like a series of arcs using different colored, like MS Paint. Just like, okay, if he squats and he leaps, if he gets a running start, if he just leaps off, blah, 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 all of them, he's going to die.
He's never going to make that.
He's
jump.
Never going to make it. Several of them, he falls off the building.
Yes.
Some, he just lands in the fire. But you know what? Maybe they're not factoring in wind.
No, they might not be factoring in wind.
But he would factor in wind. You know why?
Wow.
Architect.
That's true.
And special forces.
And leg.
And a leg, yeah.
They factor in the leg?
They didn't factor in the leg because they didn't know the trailer wasn't out
That's
at the time.
That's true. I think that leg is going to turn out to be a help at some point.
Yeah, all right.
Like it's going to be an advantage that he has the one.
Like he's
leg.
Gonna, like he's gonna, like jam a lift, an elevator
yeah,
door.
Yeah, he'll
or something.
Jam an elevator. Maybe he's got like some like sultanas in there for energy or something.
Sultanas for energy, for sure. Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
I just
absolutely.
Feel like there's a. It's going to have a positive message concerning disability.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Not just oh man, I'm shit at this because I've got one leg.
That would be the what if that was the Rock's game plan all along to shine a light on how bad people with disabilities are? Like he's worked his way up the ranks and he's become the strongest man in the world and a movie star and he's like finally my dream project.
Yeah, but no, I like it. I mean, it's Die Hard, but Die Hard's done. So
for sure, yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, put the Rock in it.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Mm-hmm. He's the everyman, isn't he?
Absolutely.
You can be just like him. If you get up at 4 a.m. every morning and work out for 8 hours and then attend business meetings until night and then shoot a movie until 4 a.m. the next morning.
And then you're in Ballers.
That's right.
This TV show Ballers.
You can be just like
which
the Rock.
Which may or may not still be going. I don't know.
And may or may not be good.
Yeah.
Do you think it's good?
No.
It's not for me.
Okay.
I haven't seen it. Yeah, but good on One-Legged Die Hard. We're looking forward to it. I've got some new Avengers stuff.
Yeah, we did.
We actually got sent this early.
Didn't share it with me, did
it
you?
It was in the Weekly Planet Gmail. So thank you to that person.
All right, nice. Okay.
It was filmed. They filmed it on their phone.
Oh, the Gmail that I check.
The Gmail that you check.
Okay, right. I didn't
see
it.
Yeah. But yeah, it's the same thing.
Nice,
we got
cool.
A few days ago. So thank you to that person.
We
for
get
to,
what do we get? We get
a few more crisp shots, Mason.
We get the revelation, which I think we knew already of. Chris Evans cap with his new
Wakandan
vibranium shield,
yeah,
which has some sort of expandy mechanical bit on it.
Because we do see a bit of that in Black Panther, which we'll talk about in
now.
A bit.
So that was revealed in a toy. There was a toy leak like a few days ago.
Yeah,
where like it's Captain America with his new shield, his new secret shield.
Is it a throwy shield? Doesn't look very throwy.
I reckon
it?
It's throwy.
It looks like it'll get stuck
in it
somebody.
I reckon it
might be droney. Oh, it could be droney, yeah.
Yeah.
You're bloody droney, man.
I mean, the technology I have at the disposal.
You're a bloody drone, mate. Yeah. Bloody
I also think
drone,
that is the that's probably going to be the shield that gets destroyed by Thanos.
Oh, okay.
They're going to be like, hey, we've given you a new shield that's even better than your old shield, and then Thanos is just going to smash it, and then he's
like,
going to get the old shield back at the end.
And then he's going to have two shields.
Two shields.
I mean, one shield.
Yeah,
again.
One shield, that's right.
Do you want him to have two shields?
No.
Do you think it'd be better if he had a sword and a shield?
No.
Or a shield and a gun?
Shield and a gun,
or a shield and the Rock's leg.
Yes.
Not his false leg, his actual leg.
Oh, then yes.
Captain America took it.
Even more so, yeah.
It's so muscular. You can knock a man out with that.
That's right.
Yeah, it's got like a lot of meat on
it's
it.
It's like a side of beef.
That's right, yeah.
We also get Iron Man forming up his nanite armor,
takes
it looks
his
like.
Glasses off. And has Tony Stark ever worn a pair of glasses that aren't the dumbest things you've ever seen?
No.
I mean, good on him.
Here's the thing, though, but I think glasses, sunglasses especially, date very quickly.
They absolutely do, yeah.
Fashion sunglasses.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure when I watch the first Iron Man, I'll be like, oh, those are cool sunglasses. But like 2 weeks later, I'm like, what an idiot.
But he's really going out there now.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, it's... Yeah. I wouldn't be... Like, if that had been now, he would have had the Kanye sunglasses.
Oh, yeah, with the shutters on them, yeah.
But no, it's. I just think his glasses are almost exclusively dumb.
I think you're right, because he has to be because everybody looks great and is dressed great in the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
I think they have to be like, well, he's the Mr. Fashion.
Yeah, absolutely. So he's gonna,
it's just him wearing his normal clothes. I'm 100% certain at this point it's just Robert Downey Jr. wearing his own clothes.
Yeah,
so,
definitely, yeah.
You know.
Good on him. What else we got in there?
We get Doctor Strange forming up some of his trademark shields, and then Iron Man sort of zipping straight
just
through.
Just breeze through it, mate. Yeah. Don't even worry about it.
Only works one way, evidently.
Apparently so. What if it didn't?
Yeah.
What if that was like a laser and it just cut you in half?
Yeah.
You know, whatever. He probably knows what he's doing. Mm. Yeah, they're talking about like this is all what it all builds toward and that kind of thing. And we see Thanos' face again, which is good.
We see Tom Holland hanging off the side of a something.
Help me, I'm on the side of this big old wheel. Let me get my mask off for some air.
Oh, just gotta catch me breath. Just gotta catch me breath. Oh,
it's quite high up here, isn't it? Even for me, Spider-Man. It's...
Boy, I ain't in Queens anymore, am I? Me hometown of Queens.
I think it's, it looks like we didn't get anything like that different than what we'd already seen.
Yes.
It's kind of like the same kind of stuff that we'd seen, but slightly different scenes.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess with the exception of the shield, it's all kind of stuff that we
have
seen before, which is absolutely A-okay with me.
Yeah.
Do you think it's A-okay with you?
Yes. Any other cameos in that we didn't talk about?
I think Nebula's in it, maybe.
Nebula is in it. Guardians of the Galaxy are in it briefly. It looks like Groot is texting.
Okay, right.
When they're coming in a battle, Rocket is piloting and Thor's in there and Groot's just on a what looks like some sort of blobby space phone.
Very good.
So
just like that kid at the Super Bowl who was texting when Justin Timberlake was performing.
What a meme.
It's memes for days, mate.
Memes for days.
Oh, I'm so glad we recorded this now because we can get this fresh meme out and comment on it immediately.
Right. Fresh memes.
Fresh memes, yeah. So that looks all good. Anything else about that?
I
mean, they're all fairly brief, all these spots, aren't they,
Mason? Pretty good. Yeah. We saw that same shot of the Vision and Scarlet Witch.
So he does have the gem still in that scene.
Yeah.
So it's not like residual, it's just he hasn't had it pulled from his head yet, I guess. I guess it's just a cloak. He can cloak himself.
Yeah, look, again, I think my money on this, my speculation
is... I'm ready.
I've mentioned on the show before, I think it is with the gem in place, he gains the ability to become basically human.
Yeah.
And then it is removed from him and he can't do it anymore, thus the tragedy.
And he becomes that weird kind of skin color.
Or maybe he becomes skin color Vision from the comic books.
The worst kind of Vision, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't mind saying that.
Ugh.
He's the same kind of color and texture as Andy Serkis's rubber arm in Black Panther.
Correct.
Ugh. Yeah. All right, what do we got here?
Before you publish this, you better check that there wasn't in our non-disclosure agreement, we weren't allowed to mention Andy Serkis's weird rubber arm.
It's in the trailer.
Oh, yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
It is even weirder and rubbery.
Absolutely
in the movie,
it is, yeah. Yeah. What else we got here?
Puffy.
It's so puffy.
It's like a sausage hand.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be upsetting, though.
Yeah,
for looks
sure.
Like they've just kind of drawn the nails onto it. It's no good.
Yeah.
Mission Impossible 6, Devastation or whatever it's called.
Fallout,
thank you.
You know what? Looked great.
It does look great.
I have no idea what's happening in it. I know there's plutonium. Somebody's stolen some plutonium.
I suspect that he's going rogue.
Oh, almost certainly. There's no way. Imagine if... Mission Impossible 6 were the one where he didn't go rogue. Imagine it.
No, Rogue Nation would be the strange one if he didn't go rogue.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But by this point, they also comment in the trailer that, like, what's his name? Henry Cavill's like, you know he's been betrayed so much.
Yeah, right.
So there's a good chance that he's going to go rogue. Like, there's that line. Yeah.
That's basically his signature move is he goes rogue.
Yeah. Why does he even... work for anybody. He should just have an independent kind of spy agency and you could just hire him and he could do a little job for you. I don't understand it, but the appeal of these movies is obviously how much can Tom Cruise nearly kill himself?
Yeah.
And this is a lot of that.
Well, I think they've ramped that up. I think they maybe have learned their lesson from the last one.
Yeah.
In that this trailer shows no, he's underwater, but it's a CGI situation. This all appears to be, he's really flipping over a car on a motorcycle. He's really climbing up a wall. He's really hanging off the side of a helicopter or whatever.
Breaks his foot on that jump. But do you see they've been showing that, like they went on Graham Norton and showed him the footage of him breaking his foot? It's really smart to work that into the marketing, to be like, see, Tom Cruise is really putting himself out there.
Yeah, right.
You can see him. You can watch him break his foot on film.
That's
or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they show the clip and it cuts back to the Graham Norton show and it's just one shot in his face and he's like, ha, 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 love it. Love what I do. I'm a lunatic.
Yeah, he is. I think to me, it also looks better than the last one.
I think so,
which
too.
Which I thought was pretty good, but I think 4 for me is the pinnacle.
Same.
Sorry, 2 for me is the pinnacle, obviously.
That cannot be right.
It's got the best hair.
Yep.
We'll talk about that.
Boy, have we.
But we'll talk about Tom Cruise's hair when the movie comes out.
Also, Henry Cavill's looking good.
He does look good,
doesn't
he?
Mustache really works.
Really? I'm glad they ruined Justice League for
me
it.
Me too. It looks good. It's hard to pull off just a mustache. Here's a tip, though.
Yeah.
If you're going to do just a mustache, I reckon just a mustache, heavy
stubble.
A little
stubble.
Bit of stubble. Yeah, heavy stubble.
You don't want to, absolutely.
Because if you just have a mustache, it tells the world I can't grow the rest of my beard.
Correct.
Heavy stubble, I can do both. I've chosen a mustache.
You don't want to be a guy who can just grow a mustache.
No, that's bad.
Not cool, man.
Mm-hmm.
What else was I going to say? Yeah, he does look great. And there's a really, I like that bathroom fight. It looks like they're fighting a guy together, or it's a three-way fight.
I think it strikes me as Tom Cruise and the other guy versus Henry Cavill.
Oh, really? Because I watched it just before again.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
I might be wrong.
I'm going to rewatch it then.
I love
the
bit where he flips him through the mirror.
The mirror,
I'm like, that's good stuff, mate. That looks like they really did that. Mm. 7 years of bad luck and a lot of broken bones, mate.
That's right.
That's what I'm about. Mm-hmm. No, all in all, 10 out of 10, Mason. Yeah.
But again, oh, and also, it's good to see the return of all these supporting characters.
Oh, yeah. Michelle Monaghan.
Yep. And we've got, let's see, we've got Ving Rhames.
Yep.
We've got
British Spy Lady.
Simon Cowell. The female character. Is it the same one from Five?
It's not Simon Cowell, it's Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg.
Yeah, it's the same. Yes, it is the same one from Five. And it's
what
his
a twist.
Wife from Three.
Yeah, okay, good.
Who also shows up in...
I was going to make a snarky comment about how they've replaced the female character again. I think maybe they've just dyed her hair.
They may have just dyed her hair, yeah. Rebecca something? I can't remember. Rebecca Ferguson. She's really good. But I think, do you think this is going to be the movie that breaks with tradition and is going to have Tom Cruise kissing a woman on screen? Because he hasn't been, I've talked about this before, they've kind of avoided the Tom Cruise love interest stuff.
They've
hinted a bit of it, like in The Mummy, like he's a bit of a ladies man, but you never see it until he kisses a mummy to death.
That's true.
But
do you think they've been preparing the world for Tom Cruise to kiss a woman on screen again?
I think maybe they're building back up to
I think it'd have to be Monaghan, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It'd be weird if it was this... If his wife is still around.
Yeah.
And he's like just kissing all other ladies.
That's
weird.
A really good point. Mm. What's Ving Rhames been up to?
Don't know.
Yeah, me neither. You suspicious of him?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, good. Yeah. He's got a little pork pie hat probably.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe that's just how I picture him.
Sure.
It might just be how I picture him. But no, it looked really good. Mm. Did you watch the Westworld trailer?
Yes, I did.
Just shooting in cowboys, mate.
Exactly what I was
hoping
for. April
22nd or something like that.
Yeah, it looks nice.
So that feels like it. Because did we not get Westworld at all last year?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It seems like a very long time ago, doesn't it?
Let me just quickly look that up.
Uh-huh.
But,
looks great. We got some robot bulls. We have some sort of half-finished Westworld mannequin man wandering around with no face and no features at all, which I think is super cool.
It ended at the end of 2016.
Okay, right.
So we didn't get it last year. Mm-hmm. Sorry, go on. Yeah,
I
like the half-finished mannequin man. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No signs of samurai world or any other kind of world.
I want to see samurai world.
It does feel a little bit... I think they're holding back on this.
You'd make a Jurassic Park, wouldn't you?
You really would.
You wouldn't just make a cowboy world. Make a Jurassic Park. Anyway, sorry.
Well,
go
it is
on.
Michael Crichton. So.
That's true.
It seems I think they're holding a little back in this trailer.
Yeah.
Because all we really see in this trailer, we see some Westworld, we see the sweeping plains of Westworld, and then we see basically the same Westworld control room, launch room
from
the previous season.
Yeah.
But we haven't seen anybody go out into the real world yet.
We don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
We don't know if it's on Earth. We don't know if it's in a space station. We don't know how far it is in the future.
I don't think it's that far, only because they seem to be using like relatively like modern day guns.
Yeah, right, okay.
Like they're using...
You mean like in the real world.
Yeah, they're using like, you know, those guns where the magazine's behind the... Behind the bloody... It doesn't matter. Anyway,
I don't know a lot about guns.
It doesn't matter. It's not the point. It's called a bull puppet. Anyway,
it's a real gun, though.
It's a real... Yeah, but okay. It's like when somebody wants a future gun.
Yeah.
They get, instead of the magazine being in front of the trigger, it's always behind
the
trigger.
Isn't that harder to reload?
Probably.
I mean, I don't know much about
guns,
but it's
a future gun.
That's a future gun. So it's probably... Because because the world would have changed, obviously.
World
so
will have been turned on.
More upside. Left-handed people or
exactly,
something.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah. Anyway, I think it's... I reckon it's probably like a couple hundred years. I'm going to say it's 100 years.
I'm going to say it's 4,000 years.
Wow. Be cool. Okay.
Because why not, Mason?
That's right.
We're 200%. We're never going to be stopped.
That's right.
We also got, a solo trailer. It ended up being a teaser trailer for the...
For them, which is coming out tomorrow. Okay, how about this? We say, on the count of three, we say our reactions at the same time, whether we are more excited for this movie or less excited. So they're the two. More, less, or the same. You ready?
Yep, sorry.
One, two, three, more.
The same.
I'm more excited.
See, the reason I think I'm equally excited, there's a lot we didn't see. Maybe we will see it. We probably will see it in the trailer.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of those special effects shots and the way it looks, all that is done and decided upon before the movie is even filmed.
Yeah, right.
Even when they refilm all the character stuff.
Uh-huh.
The Falcon stuff stays the same, you know what I mean? The sets are the same, the way it looks is all the same. All of that, the aesthetic doesn't change.
That's true.
And the aesthetic in this trailer I like.
Yes.
But we didn't see any of the acting, any of what really is going on.
We didn't
on,
see any acting,
any plot,
that's true.
And whatever.
We saw some Lando.
Yeah, so that's why I'm still kind of like,
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah,
but why did you like it so much?
I liked it. I liked the, you know what I liked? I liked the casual way that Han Solo strolled up to the Imperial.
It's so dark.
How do you mean?
It's like a dark film.
But I like the casual way he just strolled up to like the recruitment booth.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, hey, you're going to have a lot of fun here at the Empire. It's pretty good. And then I liked the bit where he was like, what do you call yourself? And then the credits.
That's right.
I think I was saying earlier.
Dog, stop going at it.
For the listener, the dog is very interested in licking the point on my arm where I just got an iodine injection.
She likes your Thomas the Tank Engine sticker. It's a scratch and sniff
that's
one.
True, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Else.
Carry on, dog.
Relax.
We were talking about the hair.
Yeah.
I think they are attempting to ease us into the hair. I reckon they haven't been able to replicate the Harrison Ford Han Solo hair. And so they're attempting to ease us in with some like distant shots and some faraway shots and some in-shadow shots that are sort of similar.
On Twitter, I brightened up an image. And boy.
Yeah, and I reckon we're going to see a couple of trailers and we're going to be like, oh, that's actually, okay, I see how it's kind of close-ish. And by the point when it comes out, we'll have Stockholm Syndrome for his hair and we'll be like, yeah, okay, it looks fine because we'll be several stages removed from Harrison Ford hair.
Right, okay, you know what I getcha.
Yeah.
I was speaking to Jeff, who's on the Lights, Camera podcast. It's really good. I've been on it. It's a lot of fun. And he was saying that his hair looks just like a furry hat. You know what I mean? Like it just doesn't.
Uh-huh.
It's a very, that kind of hair.
Yeah.
It's clearly just kind of tussled and long.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when it was filmed, because that was the era and that's Harrison Ford's hair.
Yeah.
It seems to be very difficult to replicate that by straightening it, then curling a little bit and dyeing it. Just give him a crew cut.
It looks real shaggy on the back. There's a moment where like Chewbacca, who I assume is Chewbacca, gives him a pat on the back, and it's real shaggy on the back. It's real matted and shaggy, and that does not look accurate at all.
No, absolutely not.
Why do we spend so much time talking about people's hair on this podcast?
Because Mason, we love podcasting.
We do love podcasting.
No, we love hair.
I love both of those things.
We saw a little. Speaking of hair, we saw Woody Harrelson.
We did see.
He's got real bald guy kind of hair.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, bald guy comb over hair.
Bald guy comb over hair. I thought he'd be more kind of Haymitch Hunger Games kind of flippity wig. Or completely shaved, but they've gone for kind of a creep. He's kind of his. My understanding is he's kind of his mentor.
You just reminded me that his character in The Hunger Games is called Haymitch.
Yeah, Haymitch. Like, hey, Mitch!
Yeah, ugh. the worst. Yeah.
Good movies, though, some of them, maybe.
Yeah, all right, fine.
What do you think about the really, really super clean Millennium Falcon and what did he do to it?
It's fresh and new, man.
How did it get so bad, though?
Over the course of his smuggling career.
Good Lord, what happened?
Yeah. He's probably gone through the intestines of a whole bunch of those
slug monsters that died
in asteroids. It's fine.
Something horrible happened on that ship and he just didn't clean it up.
Yeah.
I don't know, like a toilet exploded.
Would you say
or a man decompressed and they just let the blood dry on the
wall. Would you say he's grody?
Yes.
He's a grody man.
What's a grody? I'm not familiar with this.
Grody
expression.
Was a term from the 90s.
Oh, was it?
It's like gross.
He's very grody.
Like, yeah, so grody, right?
What is happening?
Yeah, I don't know.
And maybe the ship is, maybe they kind of dirty it up for a mission or something like that. Yeah, like maybe so it's in, maybe, because my understanding is that he doesn't really fix it up properly because it can take you by surprise. You think it's this heap of shit and then it can do a loop.
Yeah, so there you go. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, so maybe that's the case. But just looking at that, it's like, oh, you're a gross human being.
Yeah, it's weird that grody.
Grody
it's
human
weird
being.
That it's weird that it's is when you think about it, it that it's his pride and joy to some extent.
Yeah.
And he's let it fall into that, you know,
a state of disrepair, Mason.
Thank you, yes.
Yeah.
Nah, it looks good fresh there, doesn't it?
It does. It looks really good fresh. Mm. It also contradicts what happened in the original, not the original, in Revenge of the Sith, we see the Millennium Falcon from a distance. And it hasn't got that new front bit on it, which we've seen.
Uh-huh.
That's supposed to be the original one, but I guess it's not because this one's got a...
Is it ever referred to as the Millennium Falcon?
I think it is, like it's on official stuff and whatever, but...
Oh, but I mean like in movie.
No, they're never like, there goes the Millennium Falcon.
What's it doing in that movie? I can't remember it
being... in the background.
You
could easily miss it. And it could just be one of those ships.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Do you reckon he kind of takes the front off to do the Kessel Run in less parsecs than required?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
because that's the one thing slowing him down.
It's the one thing slowing him
down. Is he Corellian?
He's Corellian, yeah.
Maybe Corellian secrete some sort of gross, like ooze?
You don't think it's Chewbacca?
That would be racist if I said it was Chewbacca.
Okay,
so
right. Yeah,
it's Han Solo. He secretes an ooze.
Yeah.
And Chewbacca's too nice to say anything.
To say anything, yeah.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to be doing a trailer breakdown for this.
The captain's quarters is real grody. Ooh, you better believe it.
Yeah. But there's a whole lot of... It looks like there's a whole lot of stuff from Legends that they might be
bringing
over.
Okay.
Because in the Legends books, he starts as an Imperial pilot and officer, and then he rescues Chewbacca, and then he kind of deserts, or they kind of dishonorably discharge him.
Uh-huh.
They don't just shoot him, which is what you'd think they do, because the Empire just shoot everybody.
Yeah.
So they're bringing a bit of that in. And you know his pants.
Clean out your desk.
Yeah. You know that stripe?
Clean out your desk and forget all the Imperial secrets we told you. If you can do that, now sign the form so that says you did.
Good idea,
mate. Now you can go. See you later, mate. All right.
You can keep the boots.
Yeah, good luck.
Because he keeps the boots.
Good luck out there.
You know he's got the red stripe on his pants.
Yes.
And another movie he's got a yellow stripe.
Uh-huh.
That's called the Carillion Blood Stripe. Uh-huh. And it's basically a prize awarded to Carillion heroes.
Oh.
I don't think they're bringing in the prize pants to this film.
Oh, what if they did, though? But also, I would say it's much more likely he stole them from an actual Carillion hero.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah. But I don't think they're doing any of that at all.
Okay, right.
I was speaking to the Star Wars Explained guy, Alex. He does
a lot of people on YouTube and Star Wars, don't you?
And he's like the encyclopedia of Star Wars stuff. So whenever I need to know anything,
right,
he's the guy to go to. But he was...
Do you ever repay the favor for him?
I would never.
Good.
It's a one-way street, mate.
So terrific.
What does he need from me?
Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah. But it doesn't look terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It really doesn't. And it's quite a good trailer. Donald Glover looks great.
There's some robots.
Yep.
There's some sort of Darth Vader looking guy.
I've got a clearer image of that, which I can show you, actually.
What is it?
He looks a bit Mandalorian kind of esque.
Okay.
Yeah, but could be a bounty hunter of some sort.
Yeah.
But I got... Yeah, I can't release it because Disney will beat me up. But I can show you if you want. Or if they release it. I don't know. Maybe I can release it. I probably better not.
Just show it to me and I'll release it.
Okay.
Say that you gave it to me.
Yeah. But, we also got a message on the Gmail, which you may or may not have checked, from a person who knows somebody working on the project. Allegedly, this is all a rumor, and who knows?
Oh, yes, right.
I'm not going to say what their job is, because maybe there's only a couple of these people, so this person will get fired.
The director.
The director said this, yes. But basically, this person working on the film, they said, I can't say anything about it. And then they said, does it look any good? And they just like shook their head.
Wow. All right.
So, yeah.
All right.
And
I'm taking that with a grain of salt.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Take it with a grain of salt, Mason. I want it to be good. I'm just, I would be shocked if it's anything better than like, yeah, it's pretty good.
I reckon it's going to be breezy.
Breezy, you
it's
say?
It's going to be breezy, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You're probably right. But I like the way it looks.
Me too.
I like the way it feels. And I want to know what he did to that ship, god damn it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right, I got one more thing to talk about, Mason. Are you familiar with Cloverfield 3?
Yes.
They've just bloody revolutionized the movie industry, Mason.
Haven't they though, yeah.
Flipped the movie industry on its stupid fucking head.
Whoa.
Excuse my language.
All right.
Cranium.
Yes.
And by releasing this Cloverfield 3 on Netflix.
Now, what's it called now, Cloverfield?
The God Particle. The Cloverfield Particle. It was on my, I literally have
literally
it on my
on
TV.
On the screen there, yeah.
But now it's God.
Yeah.
Cloverfield... The Cloverfield Paradox.
There we go.
There you go. Okay. And it's a prequel to the original Cloverfield, maybe?
Okay.
Is that right? From the trailer? Could you see the monster? And they're like, what happened before the monster?
Yeah. Are you interested to know where the monster came from?
Well, didn't we already talk about this recently?
Yeah, we did.
Did it in a comic or whatever?
Yeah, we did.
And it came from beneath the earth or from space or both?
It's either from the ocean or space.
Yeah. So I actually just started watching it just before you got here and then I went, you know what? I need to sit down and watch this in one.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when I'm watching something on TV, often I'll just be like, oh, just look at my phone or whatever. And I'm like, no, this is a proper movie. I should watch it properly.
Sure.
So I'll watch it later tonight.
Now, has it revolutionized the movie industry or has it been dumped on Netflix behind somebody's back? Because apparently some companies are doing that now. They're just being like, hey, distribution for this movie, we're just... In the US, it's coming out in the movies, but everywhere else, we're just putting it on Netflix. I think that's happening maybe with Duncan Jones' new movie.
Okay, Mute.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay, right.
I think this is a case of... And maybe this isn't... Maybe it is just junk and they're just dumping it. I haven't seen it yet.
We'll find out soon, won't we?
But that... what was I going to say? That Netflix are going to be competing with Disney in 2 years.
Right,
in the streaming service.
Uh-huh.
And so they just like... They want to establish themselves as this platform that's... Yeah, that's just kind of...
I think I read somewhere they're putting in $500 million into movie production. And
seems about right, Mason.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Seems about bloody...
When you think about it.
Yeah, I don't really need to think about it. I know that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Just off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
So I work.
That's right.
What do you think about it? You don't like this model or you like...
No, I like this model.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think... Well, did you hear... There were rumors at, like from Cannes that somebody overheard a conversation that this is what was going to happen and lo and behold, Mason, it turned out to be true. I guess next week's episode we'll talk about... The full solo trailer.
Yes.
And Cloverfield 3, I guess.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about Cloverfield 3.
Yeah, it feels a bit, from starting it, do you ever see that movie about Jake Gyllenhaal's in space and he has to fight a monster, but Ryan Reynolds is there? It's from last year.
No, I definitely avoided that one.
It's called, like, Leech or some shit. It's not called that.
Yeah, right.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's one word. It's like Leech or Pulse.
Yeah, something like that.
Flange or something. Yeah, it's called...
Yeah. It's absolutely fine. But if it is connected to the first one, from what I've seen in the trailers, the world is in a very kind of different state than what we're led to believe in that original Cloverfield. Like there's an energy crisis and there's a bunch of stuff going on.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Right. Okay.
This is just in the first few minutes.
Interesting.
So, but we'll talk about that again next week. Anything else, Mason?
That's a lot, I think.
And that's why we're the best at podcasting, aren't we?
Boy, edit that out.
Yeah. You know, if we set this up every year, now we have to do this. We have to wait till after the Super Bowl and after... Cause this is so fresh, Mason. This is going
this
up
is
like...
some of the freshest
content
stuff
you've ever bloody seen.
Yeah,
mate.
That's right. Yeah. And I also have to have some sort of medical emergency.
Correct.
We can arrange for that every year. That would be great.
Well, speaking of medical emergency, Claire is getting two front teeth pulled out tomorrow morning. To get them replaced.
Wow.
Because remember, you recall, Mason, she fell over and knocked out two front teeth.
Yes.
So... Yes. If people could send her a nice message on Twitter,
at
Mrs. Sunday Movies,
that would be nice.
Greatly appreciate it, yeah. Because that sucks. And I have to bloody hear about it, you know what I'm saying, Mason?
Yeah. And that's the tooth.
For once, it finally is.
Oh, it finally worked.
Mason, now, do you mind if I bring back a popular segment, which we couldn't bring back last week because you had your stupid kidney stone, you dummy?
Okay.
Big dumb idiot.
All right. Look, I agree with some of what you've just said, but not all of what you said.
That's in the spirit of this segment.
Oh, cool.
Which is hate mail, but the hate has an eight in it.
Now, what is the source of a lot of this hate mail?
First, let me explain what hate mail is for people who don't know. Well, people know what hate mail is, but hate mail, but the hate has an eight in it is a segment, the sparsely recurring segment.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, would that be correct?
Intermittently recurring.
Intermittently, that's way better. Where I read out 8 bits of hate mail from my YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never 8, but it's always hate, isn't it, Mason?
Oh, for sure.
This all, with the exception of one, relates to a YouTube video I did called Star Wars is Ruined, or Star Wars is... What did I call it? It's basically...
I think it's Star Wars is Ruined.
Okay, good. Yeah. And it's basically me... going through the history of Star Wars and pointing out some dumb things and also some just really pedantic things.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of you going. It's a lot of you taking people's examples of how The Last Jedi ruined Star Wars.
Yes,
and then pointing out very similar things in all the previous movies that for some reason didn't ruin Star Wars.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot and some of the things I actually agree with and some that I don't.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it was just I just wanted to make a dumb thing.
Yeah.
Anyway. Not everybody's happy with it, Mason, whether or not you you believe that. And there's points like, you know, I'm not even going to... That one's way too long. It's so long. Okay, you got people who... Valentine something says, if you don't like Star Wars, stop pretending you're a fan of it. So it's people thinking that it's a serious video and it's just me really hating on Star Wars, which is...
Didn't watch the video.
Didn't watch the video, yeah. Mm-hmm. You got this one, Rian Johnson is a hack and should burn in hell.
How long's the video?
It's like 4 minutes, 6 minutes.
Maybe. Can you tell if people have can you tell if people have commented before like 1 second
there
in?
There might be a stat for
I
that.
I bet there is.
Yeah.
I bet there's people who have commented like, how dare you say that Star Wars is not ruined? And that's like 2 seconds in. I'm like, how would you even know? You didn't watch this.
No, that's right. We got like, it's from North to Wharf. Like this video is about nothing. Sentient Thunder Tank said, Mr. H is right. We should all just learn to suck cock like him. Is that me? Am I Mr. H?
Is Mark Hamill Mr. H?
Maybe.
Did he tell everybody to suck cock?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Hutch Health and Fitness says, by far the dumbest vid I've seen you do. Hashtag unsubscribed.
Well, I'm not going to go to his health and fitness service, if you ask me. Maybe he should work on his mental health and being more positive. Hutch. Was his name Hutch?
Yes, Hutch Health and Fitness. This is from Fenor Doc. Good. I hate nerds. Can they get any more... Until self-aware? Jesus, man, your opinions don't fucking matter, you geek. I don't see you making your own AAA movie, you pathetic loser. I'm not even sure.
Here's a little revelation there. If you're watching this video and you're calling somebody, and you're mentioning AAA movies, you're a nerd. You're a bigger nerd than most of the people who watch the video. Don't call other people nerds, you nerd.
This one I like from Vizzy. It's where you can all have fun watching your garbage movies. I'm going to spend my time playing basketball or some shit because companies can't really fuck with independent activities like that.
That's true. I'm going to put on my Nikes and I'm going to put on my Adidas and my sportswear. I'm going to pay hundreds of dollars for it. And I'm going to take all my creatine and take them. And then once I've spent thousands of dollars, I'm going to be free and play basketball.
That guy's also a nerd.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah. Just admit whatever you're, if you're into something too much, you're a nerd about it. Just admit it.
That's right. If you don't mind me, I'm going to deviate slightly from hate mail, but the hate has an 8 in it.
Okay.
With a subsection.
Ooh.
That I'm going to call Straw Man Cuckshill Corner.
And oh,
these
for
are
sure, yeah.
All comments.
Straw Man Cuckshill Corner.
Yeah. These are all like, they're the new buzzwords. I don't know if you know this.
Sure, yeah.
They're uh-huh. popping up everywhere. Mm-hmm. People are using them a lot incorrectly. It's
yep.
like people throw around the word objectively. We're like, objectively, this is bad.
Yeah.
You don't know what objectively means,
correct,
obviously.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like, but there was a long trend, especially in the 90s, of saying something was literally.
Yes.
I'm literally on fire right now. Are you? How are you typing?
Yeah, what's happening here? This is from Eddie B. No One. Straw man argument, colon, the video, brackets, and yes, I get the sarcasm. Mr. Colbert says, Mr. Sunday Movies, you have lost my respect. Now go back to school to learn how to make proper straw. Is that a school thing? I don't know.
Is he Amish?
He might be
and
Amish.
And if he's Amish, he's going to be in a lot of trouble.
Get off the computer, mate.
Yeah, come on, mate.
Go back to your straw school.
Yeah.
This is from Britus Salmon. You're making a straw man out of those who criticize SJWs. You need to realize that they are a real threat, not only to the creative process, but to everything you hold dearly, namely Western civilization.
You don't hold Western civilization dearly at all. Yeah, here's the things you hold dearly. Grudges.
Yeah.
You hold those very dearly.
Close to my heart.
CrossFit.
I don't do that anymore. I do a different
thing. The new one,
thing.
F45.
Yeah, I do that, yeah.
And
I like the dog.
Yeah, the dog's pretty good, isn't she? Mm. Yeah, good dog.
Oh, my family,
yeah. Oh, yeah, sure, yeah, all right. All right. But top three, the dog.
Top three, the dog, yeah. People like to throw around SJW as well. Also, I don't know if you noticed, but in this video, it's not a critique of people who don't like the movie who have reasonable... Like, there are people who just don't like it for
and it's fine, yeah.
very valid reasons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not an attack on them. It's attack on, like, if it's even is an attack, on just people who flip out about a Star Wars movie when there's going to be 100 Star Wars movies from now until forever. Also, we're getting one really soon which will probably be much worse. So just save your hate for that one.
Exactly. This should not be the hill you die on.
No, exactly. This is from Constantine XI. How much does Disney pay you? Force cuck projection? Sucked. It didn't make sense. Et cetera, et cetera. Luke should have been so powerful in the Force that he could crab a superstar destroyer.
He could crab it so good. Again, nerd.
Yeah.
Played Force Unleashed too many times.
Right.
Yeah.
It's from Dallas Wade. Let's create a straw man angry fanboy. And if anyone criticizes The Last Jedi in any way, lump them in with all the straw man categories that only accurately portrays maybe a handful of actual people. Ignore all legitimate criticisms. Bad storytelling.
Pfft. What's that guy's name again?
Dallas Wade.
Hey, Dallas Wade. Triggered, mate. Gotcha.
This is from Jacob Thomas. This is such a pathetic straw man. This is from T. Fiji. Not a binary choice. Ruin versus good movie. You straw man in cuck shill.
He's got them all. He's done the bingo. If anyone's doing a bingo out there, he's nailed it.
From JB.
Are you a cuck? Also,
because people throw the word around. That's why.
Yeah. Also, I wish Disney were paying us.
Oh my God, I don't understand. Yeah. Well, it's also, I notice people throw around the word beta, like beta male.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anybody, if you ever go to the profile of somebody who's calling somebody else a beta male, just have a look.
Yeah, they've got a little pork pie hat on, don't they? Same with, like, you know, like paid protesters.
Mm.
When it's like, how much is George Soros paying you to blah, blah, blah. Take a photo of the check stub. There isn't one. It doesn't exist.
Three more. This is from Radical Centrist. What a straw man.
Oh, there's nothing better than a Radical Centrist.
Xenopot Warwick. What a shitty video. These EU stories suck, therefore the Disney Star Wars is good. Faulty argument. Stop strawmanning people who didn't like the new Star Wars movie. It's not their fault that they suck. A lot of the EU is crap.
For sure.
I think that's a valid point, though. Some of the new stuff is crap, and some of the old stuff is crap.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brian Joseph, sorry, you dumbass. Just straw man. I understand.
Disney. At least he was apologetic up front. Yeah.
Just,
you could brace yourself.
I did, yeah. Just straw man. I understand Disney probably owns his channel, at the very least has some level of affiliation, advertising money, etc. But if you could stop being a shill for a min.
Mm.
All right, maybe I will, Mason.
You should stop being a shill for a minute and tell people what you really think about the upcoming movie Solo, which you've repeatedly said is probably going to be garbage.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh well, Mason.
That's hate mail, isn't it?
It's good fun.
Yeah,
It's a fun thing.
Oh, yeah. People have opinions and they want to tell you what they are.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's really good, Mason. You know what it's time for then?
What's it time for?
What are we reading?
Oh, what we gonna read?
I'm doing a thing.
Very nice.
You got some stuff that you're reading?
Well, I'm caught up on The Good Place, which is nice.
Oh, yeah. So is it wrapped up for the season?
Yes.
Such a shame. It's a good show.
It's a really good show.
I like that they've moved it forward in a big way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's a question. This is going to be a spoiler for The Good Place for people who haven't seen it. So skip ahead a couple of minutes. Are they alive and back on Earth?
No, it's still a simulation.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Because Chidi is speaking English.
Yes.
With an American accent.
That being said, he's also been flashbacks to him when he was alive.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you're also, right.
So I think that's something they maybe mentioned in the first episode and retconned.
Yeah, possibly, yeah. Mm. But I think it's still... Because how would they be alive? How would they actually be alive again? You'd have to reset the entire world.
Universe and...
For months.
Yeah. And we also don't know how long they've been dead for. They could have been dead for like thousands of years.
I think our friend Nicholas J. Johnson...
Oh, yeah.
...figured it out. I'm going to check his Twitter feed real quickly.
Do you want me to check his Twitter feed?
If you could, yeah.
Okay.
This is a race.
Oh, no. I'm not ready. Oh, no, his Twitter's my homepage. It's fine.
Okay, that's great. How convenient.
Went to a market this morning, Mason.
Oh, yeah.
I had some...
Sunday market. Yeah. Farmer's market?
Yeah, I had a lot of, like, good fun foods and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
I had, like, I had falafel.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was still hungry. It was really good. And then I had a Vietnamese pork roll, which was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had, like, it was an icy pole, but it was just, like, pure watermelon. Like,
hello.
Frozen. It was really good. It's very refreshing. I'm back at August 20th.
Oh,
August 2017.
Okay, right.
Maybe it wasn't him, Mason.
Maybe. Could you Google how long have they been in The Good Place?
How long have
They've been 330 years.
Okay, right.
That's what he says. I don't know.
When you take into account the months and whatever and the how many times they trialled everything.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
whatever,
yeah. Whatever, he said approximately 330 years. Oh, well. I'm willing to go with that.
Also, I guess...
So what if they've gone back to the real world, they would have had to wind time back 330 years.
Not necessarily, because it's also maybe time is irrelevant in the afterlife.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But you're probably right.
Oh,
probably.
I see what you're saying. So it may have been just... It may have been a nanosecond in the afterlife. No, you're right. Okay.
Or there is no concept of time, because time is a construct, Mason. Mm-hmm.
But I am confident that they are. I mean, we won't know until the next season. But I'm confident they are in simulations.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah,
and that's the tooth.
That is the tooth. What else? You got anything else?
I've nearly threw Altered Carbon on Netflix.
Oh sure, I hear that's real brutal.
It is brutal. There's a lot of stabbings, a lot of beating up. A lot of people got chips in their necks and being torn out and whatever. Uh-huh. Joel Kinnaman's really good in it.
Now he's a former soldier.
Yes.
And he's died.
Yes.
And he's had his consciousness put into this crooked cop. Is that the deal?
Yeah, or a guy from the from 250 years later.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
Not exactly. Like there's more to it than just that, Mason. Uh-huh. You're getting a bit ahead of yourself.
All right, fine.
But it's very kind of Blade Runner-esque, and it's very kind of Isaac Asimov kind of shit, you know.
Yeah, right. Sure, for sure.
What does it mean to be human? Blah, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah,
right,
blah,
right,
blah.
Right.
But it's really good.
Uh-huh.
He has to solve a murder of a guy.
Of
who
a really
murdered.
Rich guy.
Yeah.
And if you're really rich,
you can call people a bitch.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's their motto.
That's right.
But you can put your, you can upgrade your body and like have an, you can have your mind endlessly backed up.
Yes.
Is that right? But he was killed just before the backup, so he doesn't know who killed him.
He doesn't know how he killed, or maybe he killed himself or whatever. Right, right. So that's all unraveling. But for a TV show, it certainly looks like a movie.
Really? Okay,
yeah,
great.
It looks great. Yeah. Okay. It's really, they really hide like indoors well. You know what I mean? So it doesn't just look like the same warehouse and the same alley.
I've had a number of people say that they watched it for 5 minutes and they turned it off.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you think that is? You think it's
it's pretty brutal, man.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. Because you can like torture somebody to death and then bring them back, right?
Yeah, and you can torture someone like you can also upload their mind into a computer and just torture them again and again and again.
Right, okay.
There's a whole bunch of stuff. It's kind of Black Mirror-esque in that sense, yeah.
Would you say given that I'm not a big fan of cruel universes such as Game of Thrones?
No,
you won't like
this cruel universe.
Come on.
We've talked about this previously though. Everything is very grim.
Just currently?
Like TV in general.
Yeah,
it's just,
for sure.
It's so, everything's just like sad and then they kill themselves.
Here's a little, if anybody's out there listening, and I hope there is, if somebody could recommend me maybe a sci-fi show or like a fun show.
What's at the good places like that?
Yeah, like a fun genre show that is positive and not grim.
Okay.
Maybe something like a something that's maybe action-based or like, you know, something in this vein but isn't a real... Bloody bummer, mate.
We should try Being Human, Mason.
Yeah. Maybe something new and not old, because everything old is bad.
Oh, no, it's not that one. Is that the Carl Urban one?
Oh, right.
No, that's not the Carl, but that's a different show.
Oh.
No, it's not that one.
Okay.
Never mind.
Don't recommend that.
No, I won't. I take that back. That show I haven't seen.
Nice.
Yeah, cool. All right, Mason. Do you want to go to the next
segment?
Oh,
next
segment.
We've got another segment. The classic one was Letters. Oh, Letters. We love you.
Letters. Mason, it is time for letters.
It is time for letters.
Can't wait to serve by hashtag Weekly Planet Podding on Gmail. I mean on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll find some.
Nice.
You can also shoot an email to Mason, weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
And I'll probably read it.
He'll probably read it and he'll tell you all about it.
This is from Billy Schultz.
Okay.
Hey, James and Meso. Loves the podcast.
It's very
nice of him to say. He says it's perfect for listening on the way to work or doing chores around the house.
Yeah.
That's right. The most productive parts of the day.
I do that as also.
Unfortunately, this week I started listening to your podcast while waiting in a hospital emergency room to receive a diagnosis of kidney stones.
Oh, no.
Yep. Weird coincidence, right?
So one of you gave the other one kidney stones.
Yeah, I think maybe
or
that's
you're
it.
Linked telepathically.
Linked telepathically.
So one of you doesn't have it. Hopefully it's you. Actually, hopefully it's him.
Yeah.
And you actually have them for real.
Oh, what?
We need all the listeners we can get, Mason. You can go, but we can't lose a single listener.
That's right.
Okay?
Okay.
I thought about it this week. If you die,
yes.
Do you have my permission to call this show The Weekly Planet without Nick Mason?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Then you'll be remembered forever.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
You can't bring on, like, and we have many great friends and great podcasters on the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Okay.
The rule is you can't bring on a guest host of any of the people we know. Every week you have to bring on a new person and they come on and you say, welcome everybody to the Weekly Planet without Nick Mason. And then you leave a gap and then they go, what happened to Nick Mason? Then you have to explain the horrific manner in which I died. How's that sound?
So they have to be people who haven't listened to the show.
Correct.
Who I don't know that well, where they don't know you.
Yes.
Because I think pretty much everybody I know knows who you are. So I have to make new friends
yes.
every week
yeah.
to bring onto a show that they don't know about, who was co-hosted by a dead guy they don't know.
Is it worth it now?
I guess not.
Yeah, see, okay.
All right. It'd just be easier if you didn't die then, all right?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Well, I hope he feels better, though.
Yeah, me too.
From, sorry?
That is from Billy Schultz.
I bet you can literally feel his pain, Mason.
I really can. I hope he's doing better than I am, because I'm still feeling the burn, man,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, that's no good.
Mm-hmm.
That's no good.
Yeah.
At least you've gone to the doctor now. Because I messaged you early in the week, and I'm like, hey, did you go to the doctor? And you're like, nah.
And I'm like, doctors are for idiots. It's all voodoo.
You know how many people die from not going to the doctor?
Yeah, no, that's why I went to the
all
doctor.
All the time.
So I went to the doctor.
Yeah. All right, Mason, I got a tweet here.
Okay, I'm ready.
This is from JSZ, diamond emoji on Twitter.
Nice.
Have either of you, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod, have either of you guys watched any of Orphan Black? First two seasons are killer.
I have watched a lot of Orphan Black. I like it a lot.
I stopped at some point. I can't remember which point, but another clone turned up and I just went, you know what?
That's very early in season one.
No, it was further than that.
Was she a Russian clone?
No, it was well past the Russian.
Okay, right.
Yeah, it was. I couldn't even tell you. Mm-hmm. That's not a bad show.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you finish it?
Yes.
And?
It's good.
Okay.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. Did she get justice in the end for whatever that show ended up being about?
I'm not going to spoil it.
Okay, fair enough. Should I go back in?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
Well.
Yeah, it's a good show.
So is that a British/Canadian TV series? Is that right?
I couldn't tell you.
She's really great, though.
Tatiana Maslany.
She can do all sorts of different
personalities
and accents.
You do. If you watch a season, you know, at a throw, you can genuinely forget it's the same
person.
Actor playing
yeah.
the different characters
exactly.
all the time. Yeah.
I completely agree. Yeah.
I mean, she's got different wigs.
Well, that helps, obviously.
Yeah,
yeah
for
definitely.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Mm.
Some Travis Vale.
Ooh.
Do you think Rey will have a spear-like lightsaber in the next Star Wars? Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. I've been saying this since like The Force Awakens.
I reckon it should be double ends.
Okay, fair enough. It'll be one or the other.
Yeah.
I want spear, Mason, but I'll take...
Wouldn't spear be... You know, okay,
like a pike.
Right. Yeah, right, like a pike. Okay, that works. Yeah,
remember
yeah.
like in Game of Thrones?
Yes.
The guy had a pike and he fought the mountain, but then
yeah,
the mountain
yeah,
crushed
sure.
his head.
Yeah, great.
What a good show.
No.
Grim Universe. Your
I
favorite
hate it. No,
universe.
No, you've taken precisely the wrong message.
His head just exploded.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, I've been saying that every time and it hasn't happened yet, so
yeah,
I
yeah.
don't know. I mean, people often message in and say, hey, you predicted this thing from like 3 years ago that they were going to make like the Winter Soldier movie or whatever.
We were just spinning our wheels.
We've said so much stuff.
Yeah, yeah. We're like Donald Trump tweets. You can just find an example of where we were wrong or right at any given moment, especially since I can't remember what I said the previous
often,
week.
Yeah, yeah.
Often I will 100% contradict myself.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's okay, Mason.
I think so.
And that's okay.
Hey, this is a letter from Leif Hoffman.
Okay.
He's been inspired to grab that gem and just make the thing, and he's going to make a podcast soon. He says, do you have any advice for two mates starting out a podcast delving into shared universes? That's his key.
We should steal that idea.
I know, we should steal it, right? any advice you could share would be eternally appreciated. What I read this week, I read an article by a guy called Glenn Weldon.
Yeah.
In relation
to Mac Weldon?
I think they're unrelated, or
okay.
they're brothers.
Okay.
But you can just find him, Glenn Weldon, on Twitter, and he published an article that is all about like tips for making your podcast good.
Yeah, we're doing. Are we doing some or all of these things?
We're doing some of the things on the list. So
can
we're
we
doing
go through the
good.
List now, or is there no time, Mason?
There's no time. It's a very long article, but anyway, just got to use. It's a really well written article, I think.
So and your advice is read an article.
Correct. Yes.
Written by somebody who knows what they're doing.
Not us.
This Glenn Weldon.
Yes.
This man who isn't even successful enough to go into the t-shirt biz. He's bloody making
yes.
podcasts like,
uh-huh.
like a peasant.
Yes.
What does he know about podcasts? What's his
background? He's on a podcast, which I believe is very popular. Hang on, I'll tell you which one it is. Pop culture happy hour.
That does do well, doesn't it?
It does very well.
Does it do better than ours?
Almost certainly. Please don't ask me that question. You know the answer. You've just humiliated the both of us.
Glenn Wilden, he's on Twitter or whatever, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, Mason, I think, how many Twitter followers do you have?
31,000?
No, he's got more than you.
Yes, I know.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Mason, I think that's the show for this week.
I think it is too.
And you know what they say when the show's over?
What do they say?
You have to do the end of it.
All right, sure. Yeah. Let's see, if you want to say hello to us, you can go to Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and Twitter and Gmail and Bandcamp, where we have all our audio commentaries.
Correct.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies.
If you want to find out all our details, if you want to buy tickets to our bloody live show or anybody's live show, you want to check out some of the other podcasts on Planet Broadcasting,
yeah,
just go to planetbroadcasting.com. We've got the URL at long last.
Yes.
It's pretty great. If you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies and chuck in a buck.
Can I just point out also, yes, that site doesn't run itself.
That's true.
That's it.
There's a series of mice on wheels. That's Robert Collins,
the great man himself. He put much effort into that. Mm-hmm.
So follow him at The Weekly Planet if you would like.
Yeah, he really goes out of his way. Mm-hmm. And he's just...
There's
he's
a sign up to the
great
newsletter, which every... Yeah. I get it for some... I don't know what time it's set up for, but I get it at like 2 a.m. on a Sunday morning or something like that. And I get the email and I scroll through with bleary eyes and I'm like, oh, this is good stuff.
That's some good...
Everybody's making some good stuff this week.
Good things, yeah, exactly.
You can also go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description.
Yes.
Click through there.
Absolutely.
If you want to buy just your regular Amazon shop. You can buy some t-shirts on TeePublic.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the show. I should always say that up top, but I forget. Thank you for listening and subscribing.
That's right, Mason.
What a world.
The people who really care around to the very end.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's true.
Or they're busy.
Yeah, they're busy, obviously.
Yeah, they've walked away from their phone. They're doing their ironing or something.
Do you ever do that? Listen on speaker?
No.
Mm. Well, now you're in your own new house, though.
That's true.
But your own little place, Mason, where you live by yourself. So you're ripe for being murdered. Just want to point that out.
Terrific. Yeah, that's great. Not going to sleep tonight, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So you can do that now.
It's true.
You can have your iPhone a-blaring.
I love it.
Yeah, I can't do that, Mason. Because, you know,
you got responsibilities.
Got responsibilities. Yeah. And my dog hates podcasts as well.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. All right. That's
you're going down from number 3 to number 4, dog.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's the show for this week.
It is the show,
Thank you for listening, everybody.
Grab that jam, you guys. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.